The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Amen. A lot of things are going on, and I hope that you already voted, and if not, make sure I charge you in the mighty name of Jesus to vote and to vote for righteousness. And what we're doing now, the ministry team and the congregation, majority of us already voted, but we're calling on family members, we're calling on friends, and just encouraging them to vote for righteousness, okay? Vote for life. It is a major thing that we need in this country. The Supreme Court reversed Roe versus Wade, and it was left to the states. But if you're going to see what's happening in the states wherein they promote and they allow abortion on demand, let's see what's happening to them. Example is California, the state of New York, the state of Illinois, and the West Coast, and see what's happening to them. They're being dealt with, and even economically wise, they're digressing. They're not getting more prosperous. And some people, even innocent people, are suffering from it. Because in Proverbs chapter 6, starting with verse 16, it says there are six things the Lord hates, okay? Seven that are detestable to him. Verse 17, a haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, okay? And the state of Texas had passed a heartbeat bill and some other conservative states. And that is fine. That is fine. Remember, the things that we're addressing here, it's a heart issue. We, as a body of Christ, we cannot just preach this is against this, you're going to hell about it if you're going to do it. But we have to preach the gospel of good news to them that are lost, right? But if you're going to see things in the spiritual realm, for me, I see things as wicked when a certain state promotes abortion on demand. If you have a dog or a cat that is pregnant and you waited to the last minute and the puppies were born and you decided that you're not going to get those puppies and you start killing them, you're going to be upset. And there will be protest and riot to protect the animals here in this country. But we don't do that with unborn babies. In some other states, they can decide if they want to keep the baby or not. Even the baby is already big, can already live outside of her mother's womb, and we don't care. We have to care, and the body of Christ has to speak to it. So you vote for life, okay? The economy, we don't belong to the economy of this world because we have a different economic principles in the kingdom of our God. And what we do is to do the right thing. Amen. And there's a lot of things that are happening. And I released this prophecy about 3 weeks ago. And at that time, what I've been hearing from the Holy Spirit is this command or instruction for us. Persevere. Major changes are coming. And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us, to create in us a new wineskin. The old wineskin is not going to be able to receive and handle the move of God and the new revelation and new many great opportunities that are coming to the body of Christ, those that are faithful. God is making everything new. It is like starting all over again, including you, okay? Don't ever discount yourself, okay? God does not play favorites. All you need to do is to believe in him, to trust him, and then to obey those instructions. There's so many things that is happening on the wicked right now. It is a fulfillment of a prophecy that the Lord had me release, that even if the wicked people will combine all their resources, their influence, and know-how, they will not be able to slow down or attack or overcome this great move of God that is coming upon this world, especially in the United States of America. It is also an answered prayer on what is happening in this country during this election. The Lord gave us an instruction, which I released here also on the radio since 2023, that we have to fight. We have to fight and pray for this country. And we prayed, we covered the present administration that they will not be able to pursue any policies or implement any laws that are against God's will and for their salvation. We've been doing that. We continue to do that. And at the same time, the Lord showed me there will be several assassination attempts against President Trump. And we covered him with prayers. And I told the ministry team and the prayer team, and we took that very seriously and will continue to come against that, okay? To any candidate. This is United States of America. We can agree to disagree on several issues. That's what freedom and democracy is all about, okay? And it is imperative for the body of Christ to look at things and pray or prophesy and do things God's way, the perfect will of God, okay? So we need to persevere, okay? And at the same time, we're going to celebrate on November 5th, as far as the congregation is concerned, for the awakening of the American people. And this will be the beginning of unity in this country and the turning around of this country towards righteousness. It has been delayed, but now time is of the essence and it's the time of God. Amen. And it is also the season that we will have so much grace, so much power and anointing in the body of Christ that miracles will be a happening. Manifestations of signs and wonders will become like normal to the body of Christ. Those who are seeking God, obeying God, and trusting God, okay? And that includes you, okay? So need to receive your healing and change your mindset. You started talking healed and act healed. And whatever you do, in order to have 100% full manifestations of that healing and deliverance, you think of it that you're maintaining your healing. You're not waiting for your healing. You are already healed, okay? It's a different mindset. And we will continue to pray for all of you, okay? God has a need of you at this time. And also, I'm bracing myself. Just told them last night after the service that the greatest spiritual warfare that we have to do, the body of Christ do, hear me out, is November the 6th all the way to inauguration. We have to come against any plots, any assassinations, any cheating, any kind of riot that God's people that are meant to take those jobs in the government will be in a position that there will be a smooth transition of power. Amen. Okay. It is important for us to understand the signs of the times, just like the Lord have told us. And I shared this with you. Before he does anything, he revealed it to us. And it is the responsibility of the prophets to intercede first, to pray it out, and then release it to the body of Christ. There are some things that that cannot be released because they're judgment, they're bad things that we have to pray them out confidentially without having the public know about it. And what I want to manifest, and I have been praying, and I have been praying for this and praying for this since President George W. Bush administration. We'll continue to have issues with illegal aliens, okay? What will resolve that is to allow a temporary working visa for those that are just wanting to be here to support their families that they're thinking about. And there's so many of them. They need the criminals, the gangs, those, they need to be deported right away. But there are people that came here in this country as a sacrifice to separate for this country. I'm praying for Congress to be able to figure out things to allow them to have a working visa, and they'll be sponsored by their employer. The employer will take care of them, and it will also avoid abuse from these migrants. And then they'll be sent back when the job is over, and then they will be able to provide for their families. That's what I've been praying since George W. Bush administration, and I'll continue to pray until our Congress and our government will find a way to take care of them. Okay? Amen. Okay. That is my desire, is because I met some of these people. They really don't want to live in this country. They just want to earn enough money to have a good start for their family, whether in Mexico or in other countries. Amen? Okay. Now, we're going to talk today. I'm going to touch about grace. You know, every time you hear the grace of God, that we're not under the law, but we're under grace, sometimes many teachings about grace is just like a license to sin, a license to do whatever you want because you're under grace. That is not what grace is all about. Okay? So let us discuss that. The definitions of grace. It's God's unmerited favor of a gift that cannot be earned. Okay? Grace means also a divine influence operating in individuals for the regeneration and sanctification. That's why we are saved only by the blood of Jesus. That is salvation. So it is by the grace of God that Jesus came for us to get saved. He earned our salvation for us instead of us earning it just like in the law, okay? So we are grateful for Jesus and more than that. And also grace means that God does not look at your abilities or inabilities. He doesn't look at your failures, your weaknesses, but the grace of God gives an imperfect man the imperfection of mankind, that they can also receive the newness of life from Him if we receive our Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, okay? If we receive God's love, that's the meaning of grace, okay? Grace means redemption, salvation, okay? Grace also means the love of God and kindness of God that always help us. Remember what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is your helper. Okay. So when we say, oh, you're so graceful, it means you're full of grace, you're charming, you're beautiful, you're delightful, and you have a favor. Okay. When somebody tells you, you are such a gracious host, it means to say that you are so good of a host, you're very respectful, you're very attentive to your guests. You're kind, okay? So let us get some example of the grace of God, okay? In Luke chapter 2, verse 39 through 40, this is about Jesus. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. Verse 40, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So what is the meaning of the grace of God that was upon Jesus? Is it unmerited favor? No. It's the love and kindness of God. Okay? Okay. And also, what is the meaning of grace when Elizabeth met Mary? And Elizabeth got the revelation that Mary was pregnant with the Messiah. He says, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Mary was full of grace, right? Unmerited favor, because she became the most blessed woman in the world because she believed and obeyed God, that when Gabriel came to him, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you'll give birth to the Messiah, and you're going to call him Emmanuel. And what Mary said, let it be done unto me in accordance to your word. She knew she was a virgin. She never slept with a man. So this got to be God. So God unmerited favor or a gift. Mary received a gift that cannot be earned. Could you imagine taking care of baby Jesus? Okay. In John chapter 1, verse 14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Meaning to say, who came from the Father, full of grace, meaning full of kindness, love, and truth. Okay? So it is not a license to sin. It is not a sloppy agape that oh, God is going to forgive us. This is good enough. No, that's not what grace is all about. Because once you understand what God did and what is about ready to do in your life, you will be so grateful. Okay? And also, let me give you a scripture. The grace of God is not about a license to sin. Okay? Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5. Psalm chapter 24, verses 3 to 5. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Okay. Also, we have Psalm chapter 15, verse 1 through 5, which is a Psalm of David. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honor those who fear the Lord, who keep his oath even when it hurts. Listen to that. Who lends his money without usury and does not accept bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. So the grace of God is not a license, okay? But the grace of God is his love that we have because of Christ Jesus, his kindness, meaning the grace of God or the kindness of God will lead us into repentance. Okay? And the grace of God, when we say by the grace of God that we were able to do this, by the grace of God that we are able to overcome these challenges. Okay? It means to say by the help of God and by the empowerment of God that we're done about this. Let me give you a scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 33 through 35. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. With how? With great power. The apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. So grace means the presence of God, the empowerment of God, the kindness of God, the love of God. Okay? And because of this, this is the result of it. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. This verse 34 and 35 is being abused in the body of Christ. Okay? Those who want something from others, they always promote this, this scripture. No, the result that they don't have any need amongst them is because much grace was upon them all. Okay? So we don't abuse it. We don't do it in the offering. We have to obey God and trust God and receive that love that without Jesus, we can do nothing. Okay? So in Acts chapter 6, verse 8, now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. the anointing, the signs and wonders, the miracles, the prosperity comes when you do the work of the ministry, not just preaching, but with great wonders and miraculous signs. It means to say the grace of God was upon you. Okay? We call it anointing. We call it the presence of God. But when the presence of God, miracles do happen. So we are going to transition from preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching by engaging and asking and praying for the help of the Holy Spirit in every work that we do. Okay. And it's a sign in the book of Acts that when the grace of God was upon them, the presence of God is there and a lot of things are happening. And this is needed in the body of Christ right now. How many miracles have been happening in our services? Do we have the grace of God? Do we feel it? So we have to change, okay? We need to allow God to transform us and provide for us a new wineskin because the old has passed and everything is made new. Amen. Okay, dare to believe. Acts chapter 11, verse 20 through 23. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. They transitioned from preaching the gospel to the Jewish people only. They transitioned into the world, into the Gentiles, okay? The Lord's hand, verse 21, the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived, meaning Barnabas, and saw the evidence of the grace of God, see, the evidence of the love of God towards everyone, the evidence of the help of God, the evidence of the presence of God. Okay? Verse 23, let me repeat it again. When he, meaning Barnabas, when he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. See, body of Christ, grace of God, don't abuse it. Let me read this. I'm running out of time, but let me read this, okay? In Romans chapter 4, verse 16 says, therefore, the promise comes by faith so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. It means to say whether Jewish, you're not, whether you're slaves nor free, male or female, okay? You are Abraham's offspring. And listen to this. Not only to those who are of the law, not only who are those of the law, but those who are of faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. So those are the Jewish people who follow the law. They are also Abraham's heirs or offspring. Those of us that are born again, who received our salvation by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, also we are Abraham's offspring. We became one with the nation of Israel. We didn't replace them. We're not a second-class citizen, but we became one with them through our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of us that are born again, we're not under the law anymore. We don't have to follow all their offerings and make an offering every time, a sin offering, a harvest offering. But because Jesus became the lamb, the Passover lamb, he became the offering. That is the kindness of God, the love of God, the mercy of God is manifesting, which is also called the grace of God. The grace of God or grace is not a license for us to sin, but it will lead us to the transformation and enjoy the newness of life in Christ Jesus. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time.
We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.